case 4-22-294. Morning. Sergeant, can you just identify yourself for the record again?
Sergeant Kenneth Kerouac, K-E-R-O-A-C-K, representing Chief Fernando Spagnolo of the Waterbury Police Department.
Thank you, Sergeant. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. The appellant applied to the Waterbury Police Department on April 27, 2020. She was denied for suitability on November 28, 2020 due to 4 incidents of concern. I will present these incidents in a chronological order to support our denial.
Ma'am, would you like to make an opening statement?
I don't know the incidents you were talking about, except for one, and I have proof for one of them. So, other than that, I don't know.
Okay, can you just speak up when you, when,
I'll try.
We'll come back to you, but just speak up so we can all hear you, and the, that little microphone thing, that definitely needs to pick you up so we can have a transcript. So just keep that in mind. Okay, Sergeant, you may proceed.
On August 14, 2011, the Waterbury Police Department was dispatched to New Opportunities Halfway House for a disturbance complaint involving the appellant. The complainant, who was a supervisor at the halfway house, told dispatchers the appellant was outside with a scarf around her head trying to throw a computer at the building. The investigating officer reported the appellant went to the halfway house to confront the father of her child over child support payments. The shift supervisor told the appellant's child's father to go inside to avoid a problem. The shift's supervisor told the investigating officer the appellant was shouting wildly and beckoning her to fight, but after some time, the appellant eventually left. The appellant returned a short time later and began yelling at the shift supervisor to fight her outside. The shift supervisor told the appellant to leave once again, but the appellant repeatedly slammed her fist on the door violently until the shift supervisor called the police. The appellant was arrested for a breach of peace second, which was sub to creating a public disturbance.
Can I make a comment on that?
Well, you can make an opening statement.
Okay,
so go ahead.
Thank you, please. So that incident, I definitely did go.
If I could just stop you just very briefly. This is a brief opening statement, and then you're going to have a chance to go and explain in more detail.
Okay.
I kind of just looking for a brief.
So did he already do his opening statement, and this is the case?
Yeah, but say
she didn't do an opening statement.
I did. Oh, wait. Okay, so I did.
Yeah, she did.
She did?
Yeah,
she did. Oh, right. I'm so sorry. Nancy distracted me.
Sorry.
It's okay. All right.
Now, Waterbury was going through the list of incidents were the basis of their denial.
Do you have questions of the sergeant?
I have questions of that incident because I remember that incident and know why that happened, but that lady, it was only one time I went there because I didn't have a second time I was arrested. So, yeah.
Okay, but you don't have any questions for him?
About that?
About anything he just said?
No, I just know that that's a lie.
Okay.
He has 3 more.
Oh, okay. Thank you, sir.
Good point, Nancy.
Go ahead.
Second incident. On April 10th, 2019, female complainant called the Waterbury Police Department to report her father was assaulted by the appellant's brother. The female complainant reported her father was punched several times in the head after a disagreement over money. While officers were on scene investigating, the female complainant told the investigating officer that the appellant contacted her via cell phone to threaten her. The investigating officer detailed in his police report, the appellant told the female complainant she was going to, quote, hurt and, quote, fuck up her and her father for, quote, calling the cops. The male assault victim confirmed his daughter's statement. An attempt to locate the victim, or the appellant, was unsuccessful, and there was no follow-up by the victim. No arrest was made in that incident.
I have a question.
No, I've been straightened out, so we have to let him keep going.
The third incident, on May 3rd, 2021, the Waterbury Police Department were dispatched to the Dollar General store for a complaint from a female employee that the appellant was threatening to assault her. The appellant went to the Dollar General store for a problem with a T-Mobile card. When the store employee told the appellant the issue could only be resolved with T-Mobile, the appellant became irate and threatened to punch the employee in the face and threatened to take items from the store if the employee did not resolve the matter herself. The appellant left the store prior to police arrival, and she was not located after the incident. There was no follow-up by the victim, no arrest was made in this case. The last incident, on February 16th, 2023, the Waterbury Police Department were dispatched to the Valero gas station on a disturbance complaint. The complainant, a Valero employee, called stating the appellant was on scene causing a disturbance. The employee told the investigating officer after she refused to sell cigars without an ID, the appellant started screaming at her, which alarmed her, causing her to call the police. No arrest was made on that incident.
And that's it?
That's it.
Okay, thank you. I apologize for interrupting you before. Could ask again. Do you have questions for him based on anything?
I have a lot of questions.
So questions, not testable.
I have a lot of questions. Okay. I don't know what half of those cases are. The second one that you read, what is that? Like, I really honestly don't know what
the second one.
The second incident that you read, like, the whole story.
You were provided with the police report on that incident?
Because I don't know what that is. And also, the last one that he read.
I'll let him answer the question first.
So what's your question?
How do I go about, like, finding that? Like, I don't know what that is. Like, my brother never fought nobody, or I don't even know what that is.
Are we talking about the 2019?
Yeah, like, I don't even know whose father was involved, or brother.
You have the
I don't know
or the incident report?
I really honestly don't know. I was beat up by this man.
All right, do you have questions?
My only question is, what does this have to do with me? Because I didn't go there. My brother defended me because that man beat me up. I have black eyes and everything.
To the extent you can answer the question, can you answer it? I don't.
What's the question?
What did that have to do with me? Like, I didn't go there. I didn't call. I didn't talk to none of them. They were mad because my brother defended me.
The officer wrote in his police report that while he was on scene, there was a call from you threatening that female, and I read the quotes that he quoted, put in quotations, that you were going to hurt, an expletive of her and her father for calling the cops.
That man's not her father. That man's
okay.
Her boyfriend.
These are questions. You're gonna have a chance to tell us your okay. side of the story, but do you understand why he brought this case up?
No, I really don't.
Well, I think what he's saying is because in the report it says you were going to hurt and fuck up somebody.
Okay.
Okay. You
but
understand
I
that?
I mean, that never happened, but
okay.
I
well, we'll get
that.
To that. Do you have any other questions?
I just want to defend myself at this
You're
point.
Going to be able
That's
to. So cross-examine it. So we go witness by witness. You're going to
okay.
have a chance to ask him questions.
Question.
He's going to have a chance
when
to ask you questions. And we're just going in order. So do you have any other questions?
I do have a question. When I did all of this about my and did the background and all of that, the only thing that I seen was about the car when my brother was murdered. And about, I didn't know what the heck that was. Like, I legit was what we were just talking about. I was so confused on what that was. And then the other one. It was only three on my record.
Okay, so that's not a question. So do you have questions
I have
of
no
the sergeant?
Questions.
Okay,
questions.
All right.
No questions. No
Does
questions.
The board have any questions, sergeant? Sergeant, do you have any other witnesses?
I have a question of the appellant.
Okay, sure.
You wrote in your questionnaire to the board 11/22/2017, my brother murder, it had nothing to do with me. The car belonged to him. It was just in my name.
Yeah.
Could you explain that?
Because
please?
When I did my background check and then when I got denied, that's what was on my paper for my denial. Yeah.
So this car that you're referring to, your brother was driving it?
Yeah, he was murdered.
Your brother was murdered in your car?
I have the jewelry thing. I have the insurance
okay.
thing. that one was on, that's why I'm so very confused.
So I presented four incidents. All of them were either in charge of a building, a supervisor, an employee, people that would have no reason to have conflict with you. Is there, and you said none of these incidents happened?
Only two incidents happened. The last one that you read, and that one, I wasn't even at fault. I wish I knew that was up here because I would have got the police report. And they looked at the videos and everything, and they kindly told her, like, she didn't do nothing wrong. And they told me, I'm proud that you keep it calm, because if she was in my face and doing what she was doing, I wouldn't have been calm. That one, and then the Dollar General one, nobody was ever talking to her. I even went back to them and was like, why did you think that I was talking to you? I was on the phone with T-Mobile. That one was a misunderstanding. So
I had nothing for
the last one was, it wasn't my fault. I wasn't at fault. I wish I knew that was up there, but it's sure not the case.
No other witnesses?
No.
We're going to be getting to the appellant. Does the board have any questions of the appellant based on our testimony at this point, or do we want to just hold off till later? Looks like we're good for now. All right, ma'am. You may tell us what you'd like us to know.
Okay. So, what's up? Can I see what's up there or no?
Can you see what?
What's on my report or no? Because he done read like four different things.
Well, you can take a look at my packet if you'd like.
Here.
Okay. So with the incident with Mark Walker, that is my little brother. That boy Jimmy.
Can you tell us what year we're talking about?
2019.
Okay.
If you want us to refer to that one.
Did they have this exact same?
Okay. So then, no, let's start off with number one. They have one. That was, I didn't know that was up there either, because that wasn't in my record, the paper that I got. But as far as what the lady is saying, she's lying. I went there to bring my baby father his stuff because he told me he wished he wanted my baby to die. So therefore, you don't need to be in contact with my son if you think he needs to die. So I went to bring him his stuff. The lady was out there. That lady that was working there, him and her were involved. Yes, they were. And she felt some type of way, and she was talking junk and threatening me. I'm like, man, you at work. Nobody's talking to you. Like, this has to do with him. I gave him his stuff, and as I was leaving, I walked down the street because I was going to my friend's house, and I was mad. The cop stopped me, so there was never a second time that I went. All of that extra mess that she's saying, she's lying. Number two, 410. The lady, the girl that called the cops on my brother, she called the cops because she was mad because that was her boyfriend. I was not her father. That was her boyfriend that my brother fought. That boy had attacked me earlier on in that week over $20 because he was a drug addict. And of course, being a brother, you're not gonna let nobody hit on your feet on your sister. My eye was swollen shut and black. If I had the picture, if I knew this was what it was, I sure would have brought that picture. I explained to Dollar General, nobody was blamed. I really legit was not talking to her. And I spoke to her after I found out that that was up there. And I'm like, why did you think, like, I know you. I come here all the time. Like, no. At Valera gas station, that lady is, that was, I wish I had the daggone report because I wasn't at fault. I didn't do anything. They said it. I wish I had it. And also, none of those are violent crimes. None of them say that I attacked anybody and did anything or harmed them any type of way. And I just want to practice my constitutional rights. All my jobs that I have, I work at night. So.
Sir, did you have any questions for the appellant based on her testimony? Does the board have any questions?
Where do you live now? What, and you didn't give the address, just the town?
I just moved to 2 Ridgewood Street, Waterbury, Connecticut.
Still Waterbury?
Yeah.
The last incident that happened this year, the Valero thing, I don't think we have a whole lot of information about that.
Yeah, because that lady, I don't know what's wrong with her. I used to live right up the street from that gas station. Anytime she was there, I hated going. But I went to go get a Rolly, Tarola, and she's the only one that carred me. And I'm the only person that carred me when I come here. Mind you, I'm getting gas as well. So I'm at the gas pump, pumping the gas. I'm on the phone with my homegirl. And I see her in the window, and she's like this, and she's pointing, and mind you, there's customers in there. So I'm like, is she talking to me? Like, what? And she's like, yeah, this is, and I'm like, all right, can I just get my backwards, you know, after I pumped my gas, I went back in and asked for the backwards and my ID. She's talking so much junk while she's trying to serve other customers. She's talking so much junk, and I'm just like, you know what? I'm gonna let you have it. And she just kept going and kept going. So I let every customer go, and I let her call the cops, and I sat there and I shook my head like this the whole time. You can see me on the video going like this the whole time, because her mouth was crazy. So when they came, they looked up my name, they looked up her name, they looked at the video, put in that she was in cause, and she had a warrant out for her arrest.
So you were there when she was complaining to the police officer?
Yeah, officers. I was there. I talked.
What did she say you did?
She was saying that, she was basically saying that I was doing this and doing that. And
doing what? Doing
I
what?
I was sitting there yelling at her and doing all of that. Everything she said I was doing in the video, when the cops looked, she was doing. The cop even laughed at me. Like, we were just out there just talking, because they seen it. It was like, just don't ever come back to this gas station to see her. She's going to call the cops. So, like, I legit wasn't at fault. I didn't do nothing wrong. At my car and let her call the cops, and I didn't leave or anything because I knew I didn't do that. Mm-hmm.
So nothing you said,
nothing happened. Like, I didn't say nothing, I didn't do nothing to the lady or anything. It's just
so she just called the police, even though you weren't doing anything.
Yeah, she was mad. Like, she legit, I'm legit pumping my gas, and she's in the window, and I'm just like, I know she ain't talking to me.
Did you ever show her your ID?
Yeah, I did. I had, she's in the video, you see her take my ID and snatch my ID out my hand, and then she took the stuff and threw it at me. And I'm like, yeah, all right.
Okay, thank you.
What did you say you were going to buy there?
A Rolly.
What's that?
A Dutch.
What's that?
A paper.
Okay, for what?
Tarola.
Roll up what?
A marijuana.
Tell me about your marijuana use.
I smoke.
How often? When was the last time you smoked?
Yesterday, before I went to work. I smoke overnight before I go to work at night and before I go to bed, and if I'm frustrated in the morning.
Do you know that under federal law, it's prohibited to smoke marijuana and possess a firearm?
Oh, no, I didn't know that. I knew marijuana was
legal.
Would
you say that you are a regular user of marijuana?
I would say that I'm an occasional user of marijuana.
It sounds like more like regular. It's almost every day.
Yeah, it's occasional. You know, occasional is like, you know, I feel like it. If it's a party,
okay.
You know.
Do you smoke marijuana every day?
No.
Okay. Every other day?
Yeah.
About every other day?
Probably.
Thank you.
Other question? Getting back to the Valero, what the report says is that you wanted to purchase cigars, it says cigars in the report, and the clerk requested you provide an ID, which caused you to become upset. And she explained to the police, you then yelled and screamed at her.
Yeah.
Is that true?
No, it's not. If I knew that was up there, I would have got my police report and got everything else, and you would have
got. Well, this is what the report, this is what the report
says.
That's
what I'm saying. If I would have knew that was up there, I would have called somebody, because that's not what happened. Like,
so you just went in and asked for a cigar, and she didn't ask for your ID?
I asked for gas and a cigar. And she said, you got to have your ID for your cigar. I said, you always carded me. You're the only one, because she was the only one that ever carded me.
Okay.
I legit lived 3 minutes from that gas station. Everybody know who I am in that gas station. So I walked out, like I said, and I got my gas, and I'm on the phone with my friend, and I'm talking, and this lady is in there with her customers out the window, going just like this and not talking all of that junk.
Okay, well,
come back.
Getting
in.
Back to the ID.
I gave her my ID.
Did you give it to her right when she asked for it?
No, I didn't have it. I had to go back to the car to get it.
Okay. Did you get upset you had to get it?
No, I didn't care, because she's always carding me. She's the only one. And that's exactly what I said to her. You're the only one that always cards me.
Which it just sounds like you're very upset she asked for your ID.
No, I just told her, like, you are the only one that's always carding me. I wasn't upset. I was going up to go work. It was just, that lady just, I don't know.
All right. the Dollar General, you remember that incident?
I definitely do remember that incident, and I definitely was upset because T-Mobile took my money and was playing with me more types of ways. And then they kept on sending me to the Dollar General, and I'm telling them on the phone, like, y'all is playing with me, and if y'all don't give me my money, I'm going to that store. And that's why she thought I was talking about her. Because I told them I'm going to that store, and I'm going to take some because y'all not going to just be taking my money.
Okay, so the report says you became irate and threatened to punch her in the face and take items from the store. She did not resolve the matter herself.
Yeah, did that happen? I wasn't talking to her, though. That's what I'm saying. I was on the phone with the lady from T-Mobile, and she thought I was speaking with her.
So did you threaten to punch in the T-Mobile lady in the
I
face and
did.
Take items
I
from the store?
I probably did.
Okay. Do you understand how that might be concerning to somebody working at the Dollar General store?
Punching and what?
Do you understand why if somebody's at the Dollar General store working there and you're threatening to punch someone in the face and take items from the store that they might be concerned?
I definitely do. And that's why I told her, like, what? Even the other lady that I spoke to, too, I was trying to explain to her that he wasn't talking to her or about her. She's like, but... I was like, well, why
no, I get
that?
What you're saying.
No,
but
I know.
They're hearing
no,
you
I'm
say
talking
that
about
you're...
the Dollar General lady. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I spoke to both of them.
I understand
and told
that.
Her, like, you know, why would you...
Well,
I do get it. I definitely do get why, but I was not speaking to her because she ain't doing nothing wrong. Like, she wasn't in the wrong with nothing.
The 2019 phone call. Did you say you were going to hurt and fuck up somebody for calling the cops?
No, I didn't. I told him I was going to call the cops. Well, that incident, I told him I was going to call the cops on him because he hit me. I fought that big grown man. And then my brother fought him because he fought me.
But you didn't say you were going to hurt and fuck
no,
up
No, I didn't. I
the,
didn't even know
the woman.
He called the cops.
Okay. And then...
And that's not her father. It's her boyfriend.
Okay. I understand that. The halfway house incident. What was your purpose of going there?
Because that boy told me he hoped my son died, and that was his son, too. So I all the stuff that I had that was his, he asked for, so I brought it to him. And that lady was just... in our business because we were arguing, and I get it, yeah, as a staff, you know, you gotta clear the incident, but as a staff, you also don't be like, oh, fuck, sorry, y'all, sorry. I F you up, like, you're not gonna tell me that. You're a whole staff member. You're not about to sit here and tell me that you're gonna F me up because I'm giving my baby father his stuff. Like, I never do nothing. I never did none of that, and I never went back because I was walking down the street to my friend's house that was right down the street from me, and by the time I got halfway, I was in jail. So,
did you slam your fist on the door
no,
violently?
No, that's what I'm saying. I never got to even go back. Like, I don't know where all of that came from. And there was so many people outside. And that door was like, that was a whole wood building. Like a little wood. If I stayed like this, I would have a hospital report as well.
Were you trying to throw a computer at the building?
No, I wasn't. I had a whole
Did
bag.
Did you have a computer?
I had a whole bag of clothes in his computer, and I put it in that bag on that sidewalk and told him you're going to have your such
Ooh,
and such stuff.
It just stands out, because you don't usually hear about somebody threatening to throw a computer at a business. I'm wondering where they got that from.
Because the lady knew that what was in the bag, so she was like, oh, and he was mad at me. We was arguing, so.
Were you threatening to throw the bag at the building?
I'm trying to throw the bag at him.
You were threatening to throw the bag at him?
I took that bag and told him you could have your stuff. You want my son to die? Like, you're not about to talk about my child.
Any other questions? Do you have any other witnesses?
I wish I knew all that stuff was there. I would have had some.
Well, you got the letter, though.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the only thing that they said was... the car when my brother was murdered, and I don't even know why that's not popping up. Why is that not popping up? And the 19, I had no clue what the other, I didn't know what they were, the incident from the 19.
The 2019, I think, was the...
my brother, yeah, I didn't know what
that might have been.
And I didn't know what was up here, so...
2019 was a phone call.
Yeah. I didn't know what the heck that was to even try to gather on this. And also, that person in that statement is my cousin.
The what?
That person in that statement is my cousin.
In the 2019?
Yes, Tegan Shiverton.
I think it says that in the report. Sergeant, do you have a closing statement?
Yeah, the issuing authority presented four incidents of concern on vault, three of involving physical threats. It was one of the instances was someone that she intimately knew. Three of them were complete innocent strangers who were either in charge of a halfway house, employees of the store that felt the need to call 911 because the appellant was disorderly, out of control. The issuing authority requests that the board uphold our denial for suitability based on those incidents.
Would you like to make a closing statement, ma'am?
Yes, my closing statement is all of that, at the end of the day, we all get angry, and when we get angry, we say things. Some of us do things. None of those incidents I did. I am not a violent person. I work as a bartender, and I work in a group home overnight. I'm just trying to protect myself just in case anything happened and practice my constitutional rights. And that's something I should have because I have no record.
Thank you, ma'am. Brief factual.
This is a denial by Waterbury Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The basis of the denial, Waterbury Police presented four incidences. The first was August 2011, in which the appellant was involved in a disturbance at a halfway house. She was subsequently arrested for breach of peace, which was subbed down to creating a public disturbance. Another incident in which the appellant allegedly made a threatening phone call to another female in April of 2019. In May of 2021, the Waterbury Police were called to a Dollar General. The appellant was very irate with T-Mobile regarding a purchase she had made. She had made statements in the store, which was very concerning to the employee who made a 911 call to the Waterbury Police. The appellant had left prior to the Waterbury Police's arrival. No arrest was made. And then in February of this year, the appellant and a gas station attendant at Valeros seemed to have gotten into an argument. The police were called, no arrests were made in that case. Of note, the appellant also testified that she uses marijuana approximately every other day.
Comments by the board? Attorney Sinetti.
Very respectfully. Life can be difficult, and you've certainly had your share of difficult moments in your life. There's no doubt about that. But you said here today, understandably, though, that you know, you definitely get riled. And the problem with getting a pistol permit when you have all these frustrations and disappointments and you respond by getting riled and getting angry, people around you think you're threatening them. Putting a gun into that situation doesn't seem to me like to be the best way to proceed with the board, because one of the requirements of getting a pistol permit in Connecticut is that you exercise sound, sober judgment, rational, reasonable, and not get riled in situations that you're going to face every day. So you can see we probably have a problem giving you the permit under the circumstances. So I just want you to understand, there's nothing personal against you. It's just something that you have to weigh your behavior with the requirements of the law.
Other comments?
Yeah. I think of note is that Pellin's testimony regarding the marijuana use. While it is recreational marijuana is legal in Connecticut, it federally prohibits her from either having a firearm transferred to her or for her to purchase a firearm. And I think that weighs heavily on our decision.
Other comments?
Okay.
Chief? Yeah. The difference between federal law and Connecticut law has put us at an interesting crossroads with marijuana. That being said, no other comments? Chief Rosenzweig?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis?
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturf?
Issuing authority.
Attorney Sinetti?
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you both.
So with that-